This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, we're going to be talking about the adab of eating and drinking, because this is also something that we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many things, inshallah, we'll go through one by one. Number one is, of course, we all know, washing the hands, okay? We have to make sure that we always wash our hands before we eat. Number two, always, there's nothing wrong about asking about the food. Now, let me make this very clear. Some time ago, I did mention that when you go to someone's house, it is not appropriate to say, is your food halal or not, okay? Or is your food zabiha or not, okay? If you feel like you don't want to go, you don't have to go. However, if you feel the need that, for example, you may have an allergy issue, okay? There might be something in the food that you are allergic to, you might eat it, it can cause you harm. In that case, you may ask the host that, is there any kind of ingredient, I may be allergic to it, you can ask. Or if you see something and you have absolutely no clue what it is, you can ask. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the way, one time he was sitting with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, and I'm not going to go into the fiqh of this matter right now, but he was presented with something, and when he saw it, he had absolutely no clue what it was. Okay, now you have to understand, the Arabs were not very rich in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so whatever they came across, they probably just take it and eat it, unless they were explicitly told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was something that came roasted in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He grabbed it. He was about to eat it. At that time, the host was told that, why don't you tell the Prophet what exactly this is? When they told the Prophet alayhi salam what it was, he put it down. You understand? He put it down. It was actually a lizard, okay? It was actually a big lizard. But he was about to take a bite out of that. He did not know. But when he was told it was a lizard, he actually put it down, okay? So nonetheless, there is nothing wrong. Do not ask about the halal and haram thing, but you can ask if there's an allergy issue or you have absolutely no idea what this food is. You might go to someone else's house, they come from a different culture, you have no idea what the food is. There's nothing wrong if you ask. Number three, always begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we find in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, always the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would begin by saying what? Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. And if you forget, Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiru. This is something that when we sit down as a family, always remind each other. Yes, sometimes we can forget, but always try to remind our families that if you say Bismillah, if you forget to say Bismillah, Bismillahi awwaluhu wa akhiru. Next one, you always eat with the right hand and not with the left hand. This is something that we find explicitly in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number five, always sit and eat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he disapproved of drinking water while standing. Now I have to clarify this. There were some types of water, for example, Zamzam water, the Prophet alaihi wasallam was seen drinking. Otherwise, generally, the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he would sit down and drink water. Sometimes, you know, we very, very casually, we stand up and we drink water. Try to always make it a habit to sit down and drink. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about eating and standing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that's even worse. Okay, that's even worse. So that is why we always try to make sure that we always are, you know, sitting down eating. A lot of times, you know, you get hungry and, you know, you're preparing some food and you just take one or two bites. It happens to a lot of us, but this is just a reminder for all of us that we always try to sit down and we eat. Next, do not ever chew food and speak at the same time. I remember when there was an adult, he used to always say when we were kids growing up, use your mouth for one job, either talk or eat, okay? So that's why when you're eating and you're talking at the same time, everyone can see, you know, you're chewing the food, and then at the same time, things may even come out of your mouth. That's why it's always appropriate. You might be sitting on it, let's say you're invited somewhere, you're sitting at a table, there's a very, you know, important or interesting discussion taking place. While you're eating, while there's a morsel in your food, do not try to talk. You know, swallow it. If you need to talk after that, do it after that. Next one, we should not waste food. Now, this is something that's very important. It happens often in buffets. You go, you know, you're so hungry, you don't eat all day long. Then you go to a buffet, you fill the plate up and so forth. And then you come down, you sit down, you eat. And after a while, you realize you cannot finish off the food. Let me say one thing. First of all, is that we all know that when it comes to the matters of our deen, israf is something we all know. We should not be doing israf in any capacity. But you know, subhanAllah, I remember this was 3 or 4 years ago, I took a environmental science class in Collin College. Now, don't ask me why I took it, okay? But I took a class on environmental science. It's actually, by the way, it was very interesting. But there was one thing that the professor, he said in that class, which wallahi, till today, is stuck with me. You know what he said? He said that America, United States of America, uses 75% of world's resources. Think about that for a moment. Only the United States of America in itself uses 75% of world's resources. And if you do, even the, there's a lot of study on how much food wastage happens here in the United States. A lot of these restaurants, chain restaurants and so forth, at the end of the day, they will take all their food and they will dump it. And by the way, there are kids in our community, alhamdulillah, there are times, there are youth, what they would do is that they will go to these kind of restaurants and tell them, all the food that you're about to throw away, give it to us, we'll go give it to the needy. But you, in this country, wallahi, there is so much wastage of food that takes place, not realizing there are millions of people right now who don't even know where their next meal is going to come from. Even right now, kids in America, this is a very, actually, there's a movement going on about how to take care of kids who are coming to school because so many of them don't even know where their next meal is going to come from. And yet here, on the other hand, we're wasting so much food. I will say this, Ramadan is also coming around the corner. There's a lot of wastage of food happening in Ramadan too. If someone sends you food and you know you're not going to be able to get to it, do not give it away after 2-3 days. It might get spoiled by then. If there's so much food at your home and you know you're not going to be able to get to it, give it away to the needy. There are people in our community that you can call them, they will come to your home, you can give it to them, and they will go and get and distribute amongst the needy. But we have to stop wasting food. This is something that's extremely common in our day and age. Next one, do not criticize the food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that either he would eat the food, if he did not like the food, he would just get up and leave. He would not say anything about the food. We should not be unthankful about what we have. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But sitting there and saying, oh, this food sucks, okay? Or many of our kids, they say these kind of things, okay? Oh, I don't want to eat this, I don't want to eat that. If you don't like it, just get up and leave. But it's not right to criticize food. Next, this is something that we learn from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was sitting with his stepson. This is the son of Umm Salama, or an Abu Salama. Abu Salama passed away, Umm Salama married Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the day when the Prophet alaihi wasallam was at her house and he was eating. Think about it first of all, as a side note, what kind of a stepfather he was. Today, wallahi, in our Muslim communities, when stepfathers come into many families, there are amazing stepfathers, okay? But there's a lot of cases and stories where stepfathers come and they destroy the families too. You understand? And they treat their stepkids horribly. I've seen many stories like this in the Muslim community. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a stepfather. He's sitting down with his stepson and eating with him. And you have to understand, long time ago, they would eat like in a big plate, okay? This is even the culture in many, you know, many Arab countries. Till today, they will have like a big, huge plate, and they put like a big animal on it, and everyone's eating from it. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, that was usually the case. So he was sitting with his stepson, and he taught him, because he saw his hands going all over the plate. So very gently, he told him that, Sammillah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kul biyaminik, eat from your side. Now, along the same lines, when we talk about eating from your side, I will also say this, that it's important that we teach our kids that when you're sitting down with a family or you're sitting anywhere, do not reach across the table, okay? A lot of times the kids, they'll start, you know, they'll get on their knees. They don't realize they're probably knocking over a bottle of water, getting in someone else's way, but they're trying to go and grab something. Always teach the kids that do not, you know, move your hands across the table. If you need something, simply ask for it. Next one. Always try to drink water in 3 sips. Once again, 3 sips is recommended, is a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if you drink in one, it's not the best way of drinking water. And by the way, there was also some scientific research that is more healthy for a person when they drink water in 3 sips versus if they just gulp it down in 1 sip. There is some scientific research on this too. Next one. This is something that does not happen often today, especially when it comes to our kids. Cleaning up the plate. I remember when we were growing up, when I was a kid also, we were taught that after you finish, you clean the plate. You take your finger and clean the entire plate. Right now, a lot of times when it comes to our kids, they leave a lot of food on the plate, okay? They might even take a chicken leg and there's still so much chicken on there and they just want to throw it away and so forth. So always teach the kids that make sure you clean your plate. This is something that we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, if you have to use your hands, make sure that you're using your hands in a presentable way. Now, there are some cultures, like in the Indo-Pak culture, they use the three fingers, okay? In many Arab cultures, they take the food morsel and they will take it in their palm and turn it into, like, a shape of a ball, and they'll knock it down, right? But the most important thing is that making sure that your hands are not too dirty, that anyone who's sitting around you, they get a little turned off by it. You understand? We always have to be presentable. If you're using a spoon, a fork, or a knife, also, there's nothing wrong with it. I remember I went somewhere, and there was a person, I was eating with a fork, and this is just when I just had graduated from Islamic seminary, and he says that, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Okay, Maulana Saab eating with a fork and a spoon, you know, angrez ke aulad, you know, he was giving me the whole lecture, you know. So I told him that there's nothing wrong in eating with a spoon and a fork or a knife, okay? It's not mutashabihat bil kuffar and so forth, okay? So the thing is that there's nothing wrong in eating with a spoon or a fork or a knife. Some people say, well, did the Prophet alayhi salam eat with these kind of things? Well, these kind of things probably did not exist in the time of the Prophet alayhi salam. Other utensils did exist. Yes, the Prophet alayhi salam would always use his hands, but using these things, it's not wrong. Next, when eating with a family, always let the elders sit first. This is something that, you know, kids, they wouldn't go and sit down first. Always teach the kids and let the elders sit down first. Give them a place to sit first. Next one, always, you know, especially when, you know, we always talk about being considerate of others. Imagine going to a place where there's a potluck, and you see a certain food that you've not had in a while, and you come and and you're not being considerate of others. Always, when it comes to potlucks, when it comes to other things, always try to be considerate of others. Next one, this is something that we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that do not eat while you are reclining or lying down. Okay, the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he has forbade against it. Like, he says, I do not eat while reclining. So a lot of times we see that people are sitting on their couch, they're reclining, and then they're drinking water and so forth, like he was, like what he was doing right now, like that in the back. Yes, like that. Yes. So leaning on one arm or like on the elbow and trying to drink and so forth, always sit up and eat or drink anything. Next one, this is something also very important. If food drops, then we learn from the Prophet ﷺ that he would always pick it up, clean it, and eat it. Now, what does that mean? Now, if you go in public and the food drops, that's a different kind of case, because once again, the floor over there is very dirty. However, if you're sitting like on the sufra, or you know, they call it the dasturkhan, okay, and the food drops from your hand on the sufra or the dasturkhan, at that time you have no problem, pick it up, clean it, and eat it. You understand? If you're eating in a public space, then you may not want to do that. However, even if you're sitting at home and it falls on the ground or it falls on the rug, okay? A lot of times, people have some kind of carpet in their dining area. Sometimes there could be hair in there and so forth. At that time, you can discard the food. But if you're sitting and it falls off of your hands on the table, you can take that, clean it, and eat it. Next one, always say, of course, we all should do this, Alhamdulillah alladhi ata'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. This is something that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After you eat, rinsing your mouth. This is, by the way, this was the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if he ate anything, he went to some place near Khaybar and someone gave him some barley. He ate some barley, but before he did anything, he then rinsed his mouth. So after we eat, try to rinse our mouth and wash our hands. And finally, making dua for the host. If you're invited somewhere, always make dua for them. Aftara indakum as-sa'imun wa akala ta'amakum al-abrar وَصَلَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ اللَّهُمَّ أَطْعِمْ مَنْ أَطْعَمَنَا وَاسْقِ مَنْ سَقَانَا. Okay, so you don't go to the host and say Jazakumullah khair and come back. Okay, make dua for them, as we have learned from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are just some of the most important ones. Of course, there are some other ones, such as, you know, eating, you know, in a utensil such that is made of gold and silver. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited it. I do have to say this, that there are sometimes plates, they have a design like a silver design or like a gold design. It's not actually gold, it's just probably gold color. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's a plate that's made of gold and silver, then that is something that is not correct to eat in. So these are things that we have to keep in mind, inshallah. We implement them, we teach our kids, inshallah.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.